My name is Žygimantas Pavilionis. I am the Fiorin ambassador to United States and Mexico from 2011. This is my last visit before departure home. I was here 3 times, but this time I come to celebrate 25th anniversary of Lithuania. Lithuania was the first country to revolt against the Soviet Union, and in 25 years we created the economic and political miracle. We joined the EU, European Union, NATO. We are now United Nations Security Council member. We just introduced Euro. We are part of Eurozone. And we are trying to get, with Mexican assistance, also to OECD, Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. Our economy is growing as one of the fastest in Europe. Before global economic crisis, it was 12% GDP, now 4% GDP. We are very competitive, innovative. Well, for example, Wi-Fi is the fastest in Lithuania, and so on. So I think we are the gateway for Mexican business, because we represent the fastest growing European region, but also a region that never takes freedom for granted. Being occupied for so many times, we appreciate every moment of it. That's why we are very hard-working people. We introduce transparency. We fought against corruption, and now we inspire others. Ukrainians are doing this revolution against corruption and Russian occupants because of us, because they are inspired by what we did. And looking forward to next 25 years, I really see Ukraine, Moldova, Georgia, even Russia following our road, because, you know, we represent, you know, growth, harmony, stability, and some other people, KGB and Moscow, they still try to create this world with guns, with killings, with corruption. And this is 19th century, you know, we have to look to the future. Environmental. Well, once we had the biggest nuclear reactors in the country, Chernobyl-type reactors, we had to close it because of the European Union. But then we became very dependent on Russian energy resources, and we hated that, because we had to pay the highest prices for Russian gas and oil. That's why we built oil terminal on the sea. We are the first in the Baltics to build liquefied natural gas LNG terminal. And we might be the first country to receive LNG shipments from United States when they come to the market on LNG. Cheniere, we just signed the contract, company from Louisiana. We also have a lot of biomass. So we try to be independent from Russia, and that pushes us to be very innovative with energy. We are trying to build a new one together with General Electric and Hitachi. The nuclear power project that might be for all three Baltic states, and maybe one day Poland joins, because we try to be an independent energy hub in the region, to have our LNG, to have our nuclear. It seems we have shale gas, like in America. We will launch another tender for shale gas exploration. So we try to diversify it as much as we can, because we hate to be dependent on some big neighbor who is pushing political prices instead of market prices, and who is trying to get big money then to corrupt the region as much as they can, and we simply hate it. Gracias. And my dream is to build one day an embassy here, and maybe I will be next ambassador, a real one. But I came with my wife to this country because I really feel at home. We are northernmost Catholics. It's also Jewish communities from Lithuania, Litvaks in Mexico City, about 20,000 of them from my country. We have deep cultural links, and as I said today in the reception, we have something that unites us. It's passion for freedom, and that's why I feel at home in Mexico.